Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everything foretold, everything the New World Order worked for is now openly being announced. World government run for and by a private group of banks, openly looting trillions of dollars a month on taxpayers' backs, telling the mindless mobs of zombies that the money's for them when none of it's being given to the morons. Just unbelievable evil. And I blew up earlier. It's just that to know the truth, to know how evil the New World Order is, to know they control both parties, to see people being suckered, and to have idiots telling me, oh, you just don't like black people, and you just don't like the Democrats. It's not about that. Obama's for the torture, the open borders, gun control. He's for more wars. He's for carbon taxes. You know what that's going to do to you? These idiots hearing about shutting down and bankrupting energy companies, they're not going to do that. They're going to tax you. They're going to micromanage every facet of your life. Mike in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right.
All right, friend. Yeah, we spoke yesterday. Maybe accident got cut off, so I couldn't continue to ask you some more questions. But I guess the most important question I have is, what are the options do you have in place just in case they shut you down? I remember you were talking about setting up some other things, maybe a phone thing or some kind of, I don't know, maybe some radio. I don't know. What do you have in place?
Well, we put in a system where people can call in 512-646-5000, and that's limited to 188 lines or something. But that's just
512-646-5000.
And I mean, they're openly announcing ways they're going to shut down the free internet, ways to shut down mainline talk radio, but they'll keep Limbaugh and stuff on. I mean, they're just coming for everything, man.
Hmm. My next question, and I know it's not, you know, you're focusing on everyone, but since I represent or come from, you know, the hood or South Central and represent the black community, why, in your opinion, do black folks consistently vote Democratic despite the fact that nothing has changed for them in their environment?
Well, things have changed. We've gone from 90% legitimacy in the black community to 92% illegitimacy. One in three black males is in prison. They've sent an evil corporate culture. They openly broke up with eugenics. They've done it to everybody now, but they tested it on the blacks. And they're poverty pimps, and they're there to control them. And I'm not even saying blacks should have voted for John McCain. My whole thing is, it's the policies. Barack Obama is slick and is better spoken and looks different. So he's going to be able to carry the ball for the same people George Bush was carrying the ball for, just a lot worse. And, you know, I don't blame black folks wanting a black president, seeing that as a milestone. What's going to be sad is when they're done with Barack Obama, they're going to destroy him, too. And it's going to be very, you know, they're going to try to embarrass blacks with that. I mean, this is just disgusting.
I definitely agree. You kind of addressed it in that last statement you made, because I was going to ask you, does Obama realize that he won't be able to keep the promises, or does he believe in what he said?
No. He's already saying it's going to hurt. There's going to be austerity. There's going to be sacrifice. I'm going to do things you don't like, because he's going to have wars and everything else. Because he's a puppet. They wouldn't let him in there. But it's not just it's not that they're just running things. It's that he is for it all.
And how long will it take for people in general to realize that this man didn't keep his promise?
Well, they're going to lie. Well, see, a lot of people are wedded to him now, just like Republicans wouldn't wake up to George Bush being evil. How was open borders and tripling the size of government and gun control conservative? They said, well, we bet on Bush. We voted for him. He's our man. You're an evil liberal, Alex. You just don't like conservatives. I even got all these emails. You don't like white people. Because you're not for George Bush, because, you know, they're racist whites. And I was like, no, he's a puppet. Well, now it's the same thing with Barack Obama. It's just now they're saying I'm a fascist. You understand?
Can I hang on?
Yeah, just real quick, we'll come back to you and let you finish up. And Chris, Don, William, Aaron, and others. I'm very tired, folks. I'm very upset. I'm sorry if I blew up earlier.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, what I'm bummed out about is the fact that Obama went back on all his promises. He says, get ready to basically be sucked dry. They're going to attack the middle class, the people that give everybody their jobs. Hand all that money over to the trillionaire bankers. And people could say, well, there's a good message here. We got 80-some percent turnout. The public said no to all the Bush policies. That's right. It is positive in a way, but then it's not because they got suckered. But, yes, the good news is down the road, the Democrats, when the wars are continuing and everything's happening, they're finally going to get it. I mean, the left-right paradigm has been breaking down more and more. This is kind of a last gasp of it, but that's why they're throwing everything behind Obama. And, I mean, anytime the media that's owned by the bomb makers and the bankers starts, the military-industrial complex starts calling somebody the one and starts calling him the leader and the world president, that's because he's going to lead us right into the death of the dollar. They're talking about that in 3 months. They're announcing it. See, there's no more cop-outs anymore, folks. There's so many world leaders calling for a new world order and so many big bankers saying the banks are going to run everything and be the world government, as they always said they would. There's no more copping out. Meanwhile, everybody's giggling and smirking and laughing and acting like Jesus just landed. Oh, it's just amazing. I want to get to Don, William, Aaron, and others. We got some economic news coming up here in a minute. Who was I just talking to? I was talking to Mike in California, wasn't I? Okay, yeah, he's still there, right? Mike, finish up briefly because I've got to move on.
Sorry about that. I have so many questions.
Oh, no, you're a great caller. Everybody's great. Go ahead.
All right, now, being that, okay, you got America, you got Britain and France, they're kind of allies, in, I guess, in this whole thing. In order for them to interject this this new financial system, wouldn't they have to get or eliminate, Russia and China's influence or power? And I'll try to ask one more question after that. Go ahead.
Man, that's a super complex question. I mean, they're not trying to eliminate any. They're expanding all government's power. All governments want more power and more control, so they're all getting more and more evil. That's the nature of government. But, yes, the Anglo-American establishment is going to sacrifice the United States economically in our name on the altar of a larger world government. So we're about to see the decline of the United States by design with the globalists running it. Obama's saying that, and all the other leaders are saying it. Into the larger official world government, which Russia and China will be part of.
All right, my last question is, what is the difference between, you know, an Obama-type socialism or the type of socialism that he represents on the left and the kind of socialism that McCain advocated for on the right?
Really, if you looked at the real policies, there was almost no difference, just different ways that they put it, different rhetoric. Just like Ron Paul said at the start of the show, and that'll re-air at the end of the show today on the Internet. You'll be able to hear Ron Paul right at the start of the show, bombshell interview. He broke it all down and said that McCain was just a backup guy, that the system had this stage, that they'd been grooming Obama for a long time. This stuff is thought out by the social engineers and the think tanks openly, and then the presidents just carry it out. That's what I'm saying, and I feel so sorry for black folks that think, because, I mean, I don't blame black folks. If I was, you know, especially if I was black, I would, you know, want to think, oh, my gosh, you know, real equality. But no. It's actually just going to get worse for everybody. And now they're going to say, see, blacks have got equality now. And then Obama is going to have left cover to keep putting all the black folks in prison and keep the phony drug laws in place. You watch. It's going to get worse for black people. You just watch.
You do realize that blacks suffer a higher degree of brainwashing than, let's say, you know, white people. I mean, look at you. Look at you and your family and your family history. You wouldn't know what you know or have the instincts that you have if your family or your family tree was enslaved and I guess, you know, deprived.
Well, it's more than that, and I'm not attacking my family tree because that was the way of the world, but right. In my family tree there were, at least in their regions, aggressive, dominant kingpins. And
right.
So king rats and kingpins, and I actually had some, you know, back in the, they pass on the real tricks, and so it's not, and then I've got a good family down the line, but again, it's that world smart, street smart of people that have been more middle class than absolutely people who were taken off a slave boat.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because, you know, you had the 300-year period where blacks were physically enslaved, and then another 100 and something years of financial sanctions where they couldn't work. I guess you called the Jim Crow era, but let me ask this one question.
Well, I mean, hold on. That's an important point. But it was more than that. On average, half the people grabbed in Africa, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they were grabbed in the interior. They were tied up and marched hundreds of miles. And I've actually read the histories of this. It's very interesting. That's why I got into history. It's riveting. I mean, history's a lot better than fiction. And they would march them 200, 300, 400 miles or to the coast. They would normally try to escape, so a lot of them were wounded. 10% on average or more, sometimes they get fevers and more would die being marched. Then half of those, so we're now 60%, would die on the way over because they wouldn't even feed them. The slave ships would just give them water, and they were down there with the rats living for, on average, about 2 months, and then the ships got blown back by hurricanes or by storms, everybody would die. And sharks would follow the ships to and fro, you know, the Caribbean, the Americas, you know, to and fro Africa, especially from Africa. And so then they got here, and then the first social engineering of marriage licenses and feminism, putting the black women up above the men as the house slaves, and there's handbooks on this. And so, yes, that's what it is today. And those same systems, the Caesars, developed in Rome over other slaves who are from all over the world, predominantly Caucasian. And so the systems, I've got to go, but it's just absolutely, absolutely horrible that all of this is happening, but now we're all becoming slaves. Go ahead and ask your last question.
What aspects of the Patriot Act should we fear the most, and can we factually link Obama as a supporter of it? The reason why I'm asking that is so I want you to get information out to people so they can do their research and see just what he's about.
Sure, I appreciate your call. Barack Obama is extremely powerful right now. He's the most powerful world leader, though he's a puppet, but he's the most powerful person in the world right now, on paper, a public political personality. He'll only have that for maybe 6 months to a year, maybe not even that long. He's the most powerful person on the surface. The minute he doesn't do what they say, they'll kill him. But that's not a problem. He's one of them. So it's a Judas goat. And, John, what was the question he was asking me? I got off thinking about Barack Obama. I was asking about the Patriot Act. He said that he would repeal the Patriot Act. I don't remember. It was like a year ago when he was first running. He said that he would repeal the warrantless wiretapping. He said he would repeal a whole bunch of police state provisions, and now he's saying he's not. So the point is, Democrats were all upset and wanted that stuff repealed. Okay, well, now they got the House, the Senate, and the executive, let's see it repealed. Let's see it all repealed. All these leftists against the drug war, good. Let's see it repealed. I want some change. What the people want, what's constitutional, what you promised, not fake change of getting deeper into the New World Order. So that's it. Everything the Democrats didn't like that Bush did, rightfully, let's see it reversed now, because you got the power. You're in the driver's seat right now. But Obama has said he's not doing any of it, so there's the basic facts. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment, part of the next, and then TARP was coming up. We'll get to all your calls. I just had that caller on for 15 minutes because it was a lot of important questions. Ted, I'm really freaked out today. I'm exhausted. I was up here till past midnight and doing a bunch of broadcasts. So I'm kind of out of control today, and I'm freaked out that open world government's being announced. I know you're freaked out. Dean Barkley lost last night. Only got 15%, but we resisted, and that's enough. So I want to thank all the listeners for that. But I wanted to get you up about financials. Gold has exploded. Oil is exploding. They did that on purpose for the election, kept it down. They're talking about devaluing the dollar in January. Ted, people need to get gold coins, and I just want to make it clear to the listeners that you have gold coins that you bought when gold was $50 less than it is now. And so you're not tacking a premium on. You're not even selling gold for what it costs right now because it's gone up. When everywhere else it's at a 30, 40, 50% premium to get gold, you don't have a premium on it. You have it below the price it is when most dealers are still sold out, Ted.
Yeah, I try to take advantage of everything I can, and when the prices get down there, I buy it up. Here's an example right here, and I've only got 30, and it's going to be a first-come-first-served thing. I've got Philharmonics, the Austrian Philharmonics. Right now, if I go into the marketplace and buy these from dealers, I pay $825. Right now, I can sell them to you guys for $800. Why can I do that? Because I bought it back when gold was lower, and I'm passing on the savings to you. That's $25 less than they cost me or any other dealer across the United States. You won't find them for less than that. That's the best price out there in the market, bar none, but it's first come, first serve. I also have a bunch of $10 Liberties at $673. That is almost $100 less than what I'd be trading. I'm sorry, $10 Indians at $673. It's about $100 less than I'd be doing it if I just bought them out in the marketplace today. That's just a fabulous buy. Again, small fractional gold pieces. I'll just talk about what we talked about yesterday. Frank coins at 198. You can't beat it. It's a coin that's small, it's portable, something you can trade for money. We all know what's good. You know, I was listening. I got to say, Alex, right before I ran, I had to ship about 100 packages out this morning. And I was listening to you and Ron Paul. My blood was boiling. Just that whole thing. And you guys, the two of you put together explaining this, how it works. I don't know why there's no Nobel Peace Prize for Nobel Prize for this. I mean, to explain what's really going on, all the nonsense we hear from mainstream media.
They're there to neutralize. They're there to hurt you. Folks, they look at you with a fake smile.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $751.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $774.79, $387.40 for the half ounce, and $193.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $774.79, $387.40, and $193.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You know, there's a lot of news we're not covering while all this is going on. 2 billion honeybees have died. That's the London Telegraph. The entire biosphere is starting to crumble. The very internationalists setting up a carbon tax of carbon dioxide are just destroying the environment everywhere. Reports are pouring in mainstream press reports and in Austin, people I personally know, where their daughters, their sons are being given HPV shots without their consent. They're giving women, after they have babies in Austin hospitals, pills that sterilize them. I mean, the government's totally wicked. It's filled with mindless scum who do nothing but follow orders. We're under attack. We don't need Barack Obama, the diversion. We have exposed the New World Order. We had the government being exposed. People didn't trust the bastards. And now they've fooled everybody with this new shill. That's why we're mad. No, we're not for John McCain either. We're against Obama because we knew he was the heir apparent. We're against whoever the man is for. GP gives cervical cancer vaccine to 13-year-old against parents' wishes. They just say, we don't care, we're doing it. The government is lawless scum with a bunch of... That's what fascism is, these nurses, these doctors. They're not even government. They just do what they're told. It's not even a law. Ted, I'm... Ron Paul off-air was very upset talking to me. Very powerful interview, folks. Hope everybody tunes in when the show ends. Webster Tarpley's coming up. I want to finish up. I firmly believe in buying gold and silver. While it's been down, it's going back up. And that's all manipulated, the fact that they've been trying to keep it down. We've gone over that. You know what? I'm not going to belabor this. Finish up your point about the Ron Paul interview and then just give him the offer, Ted.
Well, like I said, I mean, it made my blood boil to listen to what's going on. I mean, it's not that I didn't already know, but when you hear it coming right from the Hill, and you know darn well that this is being fed to us, and you're right about that, Barack Obama, you know, habeas corpus and a posse comitatus. What more do you need? Why should we give it to the Patriot Act? What else do you want? I mean, there is enough information. Alex, it shouldn't even have to be questioned anymore.
They're openly announcing more brigades for martial law, and the public's in denial. They're announcing world government everywhere. By the bankers. They're running everything, paying taxes to these bastards. I'm sorry, Ted.
That'll be it. I mean, just wait till that carbon tax come out. I mean, that is
hundreds of them. Hundreds.
That's going to be like 1913 here with the Federal Reserve Act all over again. They had created the Federal Reserve Act.
But even bigger, paying taxes, regulators, enviro squads. Here in Austin, you can't park an SUV at Zilker Park. They slice your tires. There's already little cult members. But they don't care about genetic engineering. They don't care about all the honeybees dying. They don't care about all the poison in our food. They are trained in class warfare to hate people that drive a nice car, you little dumb. You know what, Ted?
Well, Alex, you cannot have world banking without a world tax, and that's what we're looking at running into here. That is the ultimate New World Order. That is what we're going to be answering to. The President of the United States is going to be a puppet.
And that's why they're calling him President of the World, because he's going to be the titular head, the front man who brings us into this, and he's going to be hated. You know, they know that's their job when they become president. And he knows what his job is. I feel so sorry for black folks especially because, you know, I would love to support a black leader who was a great patriot or a white guy who was a great patriot like Ron Paul. But, Ted, real fast, we got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, again,
the coins are an insane deal.
That Philharmonic, you're not going to get. I don't care. You can call every single gold dealer in the United States today. There isn't one of them out there that has it for less. $800 for Philharmonics, that's it. The Frank coin, a great buy. I wouldn't forget the silver. Right now, the silver dimes are at $1.56. You just, at this time, the United States dollar is no longer going to be looked at upon as not only just a world currency. We'll be lucky to use it here for items, goods, and services. I mean, they're just throwing money at these.
Yeah, real obviously, people need to call and get it now. Now, what about those Indians? You said you have Indians?
Oh yeah, $10 Indians. I mean, that was a real quick buy that I was able to grab.
You can't even find those. How many of those do you have?
Well, I bet I can do 500 of them before I have to stop. I'll hold on to it, and I'll probably get that sold before the end of the day. You can call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. Alex, supplies in gold and silver are so tight right now.
Folks, Ted, they bolstered the economy for the election. They are going to flush it. Everybody's saying that. They're talking about a new Bretton Woods getting rid of the dollar as the reserve currency openly in the Boston Globe and AP in 3 months. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you better take advantage of this now or you are insane. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 2237. So you got Franks, you got Indians, you got Philharmonics. What do you got in silver?
Silver, the dimes are the best buy right now, Alex. It's the most silver for the money at this time.
All right. Well, I want one or two of those Indians. You know, once a month I buy one or two coins and save me a couple of those Indians, Ted, okay?
Sure will.
800-686-2237. Get Webster Tarpling on. I'm going to introduce him when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Folks, I'm bummed out because they're openly announcing world government for and by the private banks. Paying carbon taxes to them. Ron Paul was on the first hour about that. Regulations on all banking under them. When they're the people that engineered all this. Obama's pledged to do that. He's got some of the grassroots zombie support, but not a huge mandate like Webster Tarpley said earlier. So all I would ask Webster in the next hour and 27 minutes we are sitting in today, and I appreciate you doing it, because I've got to go do international TV on Press TV. All I would ask, we hope folks will watch that live on the web and record it and put it on YouTube at PressTV.com. All I would ask, I'll be on there from 2 to 3 Central, all I would ask is that you first give people the big picture about the Anglo-American establishment and how the international bankers are setting this up and what this neo-serfdom feudalism eugenics is, so they understand what it means by sacrifice, you're not going to like what I do, and then break down the mobilization and how we deal with them. We're live on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be streaming that with some images of Obama and things in the background. Webster Tarpley's in Maryland, right outside D.C., author of the George H.W. Bush, the Unauthorized Biography, and two books on Obama. He's going to be sitting in for the next hour and a half. And again, Webster, you've got the floor. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and good luck in your work this afternoon.
Give him hell.
This is Webster Tarpley. I'm here in Washington, D.C., or thereabouts. And I hope people some degree familiar with me. Let me just introduce myself briefly. Alex made me promise that I wouldn't try to flog my books too much. But I am the author of Obama, the Postmodern Coup, which is available at the InfoWars website. I'm also the author of Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography, which I think you can only get at Amazon.com. And let me just say, I'm very interested to look at the sales of my book in Germany. The German translation of Obama, the Postmodern Coup is now about the number 65 bestseller on Amazon of Germany, meaning that I'm in the top 60 or 70 books in Germany. So that's interesting that they're going to be at least warned to some degree about what's approaching them. We're obviously at a historical turning point, and it's unfortunate that it is the making of a world tragedy. We have taken the leap into the abyss, but there are still lots and lots of things that we need to do about this. And basically the clarion call that I would like to issue today is we need to mobilize politically. Political mobilization is what is needed. Not other forms of self-defense activity, which, you know, survivalism or what have you. That will not do it. These, you know, you can do in your spare time. But your principal concern ought to be how to mobilize politically, because what we need is something that will amount to a united front against fascism. In other words, a united front against those economic policies, institutional policies, and foreign policies, too, that can be identified as in the fascist tradition. And when I talk about fascism, let's use the Italian fascism of Mussolini as a good example of that. It's one that allows us to study the thing a little bit more dispassionately maybe than some of the other examples, as people can readily understand. I would urge people, in addition to reading my books, Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography, just go to your public library and get any book about Mussolini, any book about fascism, about the history of Italy right after World War I, the history of the 1920s and 30s. There are also good books about fascism in general. The problem that people have today is that the understanding of fascism has been reduced to a very, very low level. People don't really understand that fascism is not a top-down dictatorship that becomes more and more oppressive. It is rather a mass movement coming up out of the streets. It's sort of what you've been seeing in these stadiums around the country for the Obama stadium appearances, what you saw there in Denver, what you saw there in Oregon or in Philadelphia. Last night we had a big crowd out there in Grant Park in Chicago, the oceanic crowd, the orator in the middle, the massy mass, preferably at night. All of these things are very, very disturbing, hearkening back to the political liturgy, the political symbolism of the 1920s and the 1930s. So here's what I suggest we do. In the hour and a half that I have to you with you today, I'd like to talk myself for about 30 or 40 minutes, and then we'll go over to phone calls. I would suggest the following. First of all, there should be no honeymoon for the fascist corporate state. We don't need a 100 days honeymoon. We don't need any honeymoon. There should be no illusions about this. People are caught up in the hysteria of Obama. Don't be. This is a very grim and very ominous situation we're now in. We've come out of it not with the worst of all possible outcomes, but with a bad one. We've got a one-party state. We've got the repo clique, the Reed, Pelosi, Obama clique, now taking over the U.S. government. Most of the really bad stuff under Bush, in terms of the wars, at least, came under one-party Republican rule. That was bad. Now we're going to have one-party Democratic rule. I'm afraid that's going to be worse, if only because the world economic depression is going to make it worse. So no honeymoon, no 100 days. It's going to be a mockery to compare Obama's 100 days with Franklin D. Roosevelt's. This will be the 100 days in reverse. This will be payments to bankers, not emergency relief to people that are starving and hurting. So no honeymoon. Secondly, there must be no fascist censorship. We don't want anybody tampering with the First Amendment. It has served us very well. We are, after all, traditionalists. We have that saving touch of conservatism. We want the full freedom guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. We don't want to hear about fairness doctrines. We don't want government bureaucrats tampering with the media. We don't want Chuck Schumer with his bankrupt argument that pornography is regulated and therefore free speech on talk radio ought to be also. We don't need that. We need more media diversity, not less. The fairness doctrine is a way to muzzle and censor the mass media. So we don't want any part of it. We also don't want hate crime or hate speech legislation. We don't want politically correct speech codes being rammed down the throat of the American people. Watch for Pelosi and her totalitarian liberal cohorts to try to impose things of that nature. Another very important one, we don't want the institutionalization of governmental or paragovernmental fascist militias. We don't want a Homeland Security Corps of the type that Obama has talked about. We don't want a Green Corps. We don't want any of the four or five different kinds of quasi-fascist or fascistoid militias which Obama has proposed to create using public funding. ACORN is in some ways already a pilot project. It's a kind of a militia using government money, and you can see what they do, right? You don't have to expect them to come forward with black shirts or brown shirts carrying billy clubs and dosing out castor oil to make their opponents sick to their stomach. It's going to be in a modern form, but we don't want any of these militias. Now, in terms of economic policy, there will be in the first 100 days the demand for more bailouts. We've had Jim Cramer, who speaks for the trading desk at Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase. Jim Cramer on CNBC has called for more bailouts, more money pumped into the edifice of $1 quadrillion of derivatives that Wall Street and their international allies have built up. We say no to bailouts, no more bailouts, and we don't want any part of the federal government to be cannibalized and looted in order to finance these bailouts. That includes, Cramer, the idea we don't want Social Security looted. We don't want Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid tampered with in order to pay the bills for George Soros, David Rockefeller, and the boys at Goldman Sachs who have put Barkey into office. There's also the question of fascist austerity. You've noticed that under the fascist regimes in Central Europe between the two world wars, one of the main tasks of the entire government was to drive down the standard of living, to massively transfer economic resources out of the hands of the common people and into the hands of bankrupt bankers. That is what Obama's proposing. I had to laugh when people talked about Obama as a socialist. Obama's not a socialist. This is social fascism. This is not about distributing wealth to poor people. This is about gouging everybody and giving Soros and David Rockefeller and Goldman Sachs the proceeds. It's very, very different. The chosen method for doing this, of course, requires left cover. We're now entering into a period of left cover government, which is different from what we've had under the right-wing reactionary period of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons. They're going to try to do this with a carbon tax or a cap-and-trade system, most likely a cap-and-trade system, which will, in effect, be a huge, unnecessary, totally ideological tax on all forms of production. This will drive down the standard of living in a dramatic way. So we say no to it, and we're going to be told, but that means you don't care about the polar bears. You don't care about the Arctic ice cap. The answer is simple, and I can give you this as a historian. I don't need climatologists. I don't need pseudoscientists or quackademics to come forward with their crazy global warming theory. We know that this is a matter of sunspot activity. We know that the medieval warm period corresponded to a high level of sunspot activity, the medieval maximum. We know that the Little Ice Age in the late 1500s and the beginning of the 1600s corresponded to minimums of solar and sunspot activity. So this is just crazy. This is pseudoscience. This is as bad as it gets in terms of junk science, pseudoscience, and the sort of thing, again, that we saw in Central Europe between the two world wars. Another no is no to free trade sellouts. We don't need any expansion of NAFTA. We don't want CAFTA. We don't want the authority of the international GATT, the World Trade Organization, and so forth. We don't need any more of that. And then in the area of international politics, we can already see Obama has demanded the escalation of the war in Afghanistan. Obama was, of course, the biggest warmonger in the field, certainly the biggest warmonger in the Democratic field, and in many ways the biggest warmonger of them all, although McCain's foolish bluster sometimes obscured that fact. So it is a question of no to a confrontation with Russia, no confrontation with China, no attack on Sudan, no escalation of the Afghan war, no attack on Pakistan, because that is the secret of that one. Notice that the one head of state, head of government around the world who has spoken up sharply against the Obama hysteria, a clear, bright warning, comes from Russian President Medvedev and his associate, Prime Minister Putin of Russia. And they are simply saying, don't put your missiles into Poland. Don't start the Polish missile crisis. It is going to be similar to the Cuban missile crisis. It is a threat to peace and security in the world. We don't need it. We don't need the radar to go into the Czech Republic. We don't need the missiles to go into Poland. This is an incalculable folly. If Obama wants to prove his goodwill, if he wants to show that he represents hope and change, I would recommend that he do the following. He has expressed some caveats, maybe some skepticism about this Polish missile deployment and the Czech phased array early warning radar. Why don't we just cancel those, Barkey? Why don't we just say we will not have missiles in Poland, we will not have this modern radar put into the Czech Republic? Let's avoid a needless international confrontation. Let us tell Vice President-elect Biden, if that's really what he is, to stop his insane, hysterical calls for an invasion of Sudan, the biggest country in Africa, the country which, when imperialist armies go there, they often don't come back. You remember that movie about General Gordon of the British at Khartoum and all the trouble that he had, never got out of there, as it turned out. We don't want to extend war to an entirely new continent. We don't need to have Africa in flames now that the Middle East is in flames. Let us turn away from the path of confrontation. Naturally, Obama is committed to escalating the Afghan war. Biden has been leading the charge for the attack on Sudan. I don't believe there will be an attack on Iran. I'll be surprised if that comes about. I think that the Obama-Brzezinski strategy will be to try to turn Iran against Russia and against other countries, to use them as a pawn rather than to make them into the target of confrontation. Totally different approach. The other question is Pakistan. Obama, during the campaign, in particular in Chicago in July of last year, was the first to demand a reckless and irresponsible unilateral policy of bombing the hell out of northwest Pakistan. That is now reality. The goal of that, of course, is not any nonsense about Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, the war on terror, or any of this foolish, discredited mythology. It is for the purpose of breaking up Pakistan. Instead of having one Pakistan, they'd like to have five or six. Instead of dealing with a single government in Islamabad, armed with nuclear weapons, with medium-range nuclear missiles of some sort to deliver them, they want to have four or five different micro-states or mini-states. That's the terminology that Zbigniew Brzezinski likes to use in his books. We'd be dealing with Waziristan, Pashtunistan, Baluchistan, Sindh, and other micro-states or mini-states. None of those would be big enough to stand up to ExxonMobil or J.P. Morgan Chase. So this is now the task. In terms of the time frame, we've got two kinds of time frames we can look at. One is the time between, well, actually three then, between now and the election, we've got the assembling of the new regime, right, the transition. We've already got one sign. Obama has now named Rahm Emanuel, a corrupt political hack, congressman from Chicago, veteran of the Clinton White House. Rahm Emanuel will be the new White House chief of staff. This is about as bad as it could be. Rahm Emanuel was on the dark side of the Clinton White House. He is a member of the Illinois Bipartisan Combine. That means the joint operation by Republicans and Democrats to loot the people of Chicago, to loot the state of Illinois. This is what went on. This is the thing that Barkey comes out of. Obama is somebody who has swum and cavorted in the cesspool of filth, corruption, and graft of the Illinois Bipartisan Combine. Rahm Emanuel is also somebody who spent the first Gulf War as a volunteer for the Israeli Defense Force. This is not a good choice. We'll be back in a minute.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is the place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones program. This is Webster Tarpley here in Washington, D.C., sitting in as guest host this afternoon for Alex. Again, what I'm proposing now is political mobilization during the time of the transition, during the first 100 days, and essentially for the next 2 years. There will be a congressional election in 2 years if the institutional arrangement arrangements remain as they have been, right? That's been fairly reliable in American history. We've had these congressional elections, the midterm elections, where you'll be able to register your opinions about this new regime. So we've got the transition. We've got the first very bad sign, Rahm Emanuel as White House Chief of Staff, a corrupt member of the Illinois bipartisan combine. That is the area otherwise inhabited by such figures as Tony Rezko, Natsumi Auchi, Al-Samari, and others, along with Janulius and Tony George, Gorengo, and all the rest of them. The cesspool of corruption in which Obama has been bathing and cavorting and frolicking during his entire career, multi-ethnic corruption. There's, you know, there's all kinds of ethnic groups in it, but it's the Illinois bipartisan combine. Republicans and Democrats can join to loot the people of Illinois. That seems to be the kind of bipartisanship that Obama likes best. There will be a fight about other appointments, right? The plum book comes out. For example, who's going to be Secretary of State? Will it be the effete snob John Kerry? Senator Kerry of Massachusetts, with his wife, whose parents were servants of the Portuguese fascist dictatorship of Salazar, with his wife, Teresa Heinz Kerry, who comes from the heart of the foundation world, which is otherwise the world that has produced Obama, the product of the Ford Foundation, the Gamaliel Foundation, the Woods Fund, the Joyce Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation. And his close friend Bernardine Dorn gets her money from the MacArthur Foundation, the evil social engineering, the manipulation, the fragmentation, the divide and conquer strategies of these foundations. Anyway, will it be Kerry or will it be Richard Holbrooke, the mad bomber of Serbia in 1999, the Russophobe, the Russia hater who decided to make a terrible example of Serbia with 60 to 70 days of bombing in the spring of 1999 in order to show the Russians the true brutality of U.S. and British imperialism. It looks like a fight between Holbrooke and Kerry for Secretary of State. Wesley Clark, the other mad bomber of Serbia back in 1999, who blocked with Tony Blair against his own government to try to get a land invasion, a ground troop invasion of Serbia, which would have been an unexampled bloodbath. Wesley Clark may be in the running, but his chemistry with Barkey doesn't seem to be too good. So you'll have all kinds of struggles about these appointments. And perhaps during this time already, we'll begin to see the falling out among thieves. In other words, the Obama corruption conveyance that they have all jumped onto, people like David Wilhelm out there in Illinois, that this will prove to be not enough. In other words, there's not enough goodies to go around for all of the various thugs and goons who have jumped on the Barkey bandwagon. So we'll see some of that. Then we'll get into the 100 days. There will obviously be an attempt to try to stage unprecedented hysteria. We've got to be ready for that, and then we've got to be ready to hold out for 2 years. Until the next election. Back in a minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.